Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Watchers Podcast.
Ah!
And welcome to seeing me again.
Him.
Tyler.
Yeah. And Clay. And sorry about this one. And Clay. Not as cool. Yeah. Gonzo, though. Pretty neat.
Yeah.
And while we're at it, Gonzo.
Tyler.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Tell me what we're covering today.
We are covering Captain Marvel.
Ah, I was going to give you a jump.
Sorry.
Roll. That's okay. Captain Marvel.
Numbers wise, let's just jump right into the facts and stats.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna slippity slide into it if you don't mind.
Ooh.
So, we're talking about a budget $152 million.
Okay,
that's low.
That is pretty low, especially when you think about the de-aging.
CGI, a lot of CGI, exactly. All the scrolls, all of her weapons, everything like that,
and it all looked good.
I mean, we can just talk about just actor cost,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Samuel Jackson's got to get a bag.
He's got to get a bag.
Yeah.
Brie Larson's probably got to get a bag. I'm sure they threw a bag to Mr. Phil Coulson for coming back.
Yeah.
Spoilers. You know, so 152 is, I feel like it's relatively, especially
it's
look at Spider-Man's, those are 200 plus.
And what was
She-Hulk 225?
Yeah, that's like about the same gross as Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
And I was going to say the gross, $1.1 billion.
Yeah.
Which I actually have a fun fact that I will talk to you guys at the end of these facts. Something cool about this year.
And it hit a billion? That's impressive.
$1.1 billion.
This is when it was peak.
Yeah, I mean this is every, same
this
year.
This was like right before Endgame, so everybody was really involved into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Correct. So first fact being that many people have been Captain Marvel in the comics,
mm-hmm.
including Janet Van Dyne. Which that was the one that stood out to me the most. There were a couple others that I thought were pretty interesting, including Kamala Khan.
Yeah.
But obviously, we just got off of the Ant-Man trilogy, so Janet Van Dyne hits a little bit closer to home. This movie was originally going to be released July 6th of 2018. Shout out that date. Shout out my mom. It's her birthday. But Marvel wanted that for Spider-Man Homecoming. They then pushed it to November 2nd of 2018.
Yeah.
But once again, they wanted that for Ant-Man and the Wasp. So then, they settled on March 8th of 2019. So they sat on this movie for a minute.
Yeah, that is really interesting. It would have been cool, though. It's good that they did that because her in Infinity War would have been a totally different...
It would have been super odd to just, like, see it.
So she probably would have had to go through some, like... Kind of like what kind of Thor had to go through in Infinity War.
Yeah.
I could definitely see Carol Danvers doing that, too.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy seeing her in Endgame.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
It's great to see everybody.
Besides the, hey, I'm all with women's rights and everything, but the woman empowerment moment was just not it for me. Just doesn't make sense. You're in the middle of a battlefield. All the women coming together in that whole thing. So that's not going to happen.
Okay.
But besides the point, I did enjoy seeing her in
Endgame. I mean, she was great in that movie.
Yeah.
And this was the fifth highest grossing movie of 2019. Number one, obviously taking the cake, Endgame. Rightfully being the top grossing movie of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Number two being The Lion King. Number three being Frozen 2. Also, fun fact of 2019, there were 9 movies that hit $1 billion in the box office.
Damn.
Nine.
Really?
Nine.
That's crazy.
That's
That was a good
That's a year. Good year.
Good year for movies. That and was
I'm
a
pretty
great
sure
year for movies.
I'm going to throw a Hail Mary because I don't remember them off the top of my head. But I'm going to Hail Mary it. At least 7 were Disney involved.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a big...
They really write up a
check. Yeah, 2019 was a big year for Disney.
Yeah. Yeah.
9 movies hit $1 billion. Okay, Fridge.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
We're doing a whole thing.
Yeah.
Jesus. Anyway, I just thought that was a fun fact. It's definitely the most that I've seen since we started doing this.
Yeah.
And I want to bring that up because I just feel like 9 hitting $1 billion... 9 hitting $1 billion is pretty insane.
It's since we've been doing this, too, I think almost every top 5 has been Disney.
Disney.
Which is crazy.
It's insane.
They own everything.
They own everything.
It's a little scary.
It's, yeah. That's like why half of me is like, I don't want Sony to fold. Because like...
No, I don't want them either.
Because I'm like, you know, like, you got to stay your own company. But the other half of me is like, nah, you guys are so garbage. Just give it to Disney. They'll be better. But then I'm like, wait, no, that's
not really Disney, but give it to Marvel.
Yeah.
Because Disney kind of has been screwing the pooch a little bit with Marvel. But anyways.
Anyway.
I'm ready for Act 1.
I was going to ask the people, but yes. You guys ready? Because I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah. They can't really say anything, so.
No, I think I just heard like 2 or 3 people.
Oh.
Screaming for help. Are we ready for Act 1? Are we ready for Act 1? All right. Carol is on Hala, the capital of the Kree civilization, and starts training with Yon Rag. Carol shoots Yon Rag with a photon blast, making him take Carol to the Supreme Intelligence. The AI tells Carol she is one victim of the Skrull expansion that has threatened their civilization for centuries. It's a long time, people.
That's a lot of years.
That's like 8.
Yeah.
Yon Rag, Carol, and several others suit up and they go on a search and rescue mission. They arrive, but it ends up being an ambush, and Carol is taken by Talos. You guys obviously know that because we have covered Secret Invasion.
Yep.
Huge L.
It's massive.
Massive L. I'm going to actually try to enlarge my finger to make it bigger.
That'd be funny.
Talos and the Skrulls begin looking through Carol's memories to find anything they can on Wendy Lawson. Carol escapes and steals an escape pod, and she heads for Earth, crashing inside of a Blockbuster. No big deal, classic. But we live by the last one.
The last one ever. I actually saw it yesterday when I drove by. I didn't know where it was at.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
It just brings back memories.
It's like a nice location, I think.
It is. It's definitely fun.
Because you can see it from the street, and you're like, ah!
What would really be crazy is seeing like a Hollywood video. Because we had one in Wilsonville.
Oh, really?
And that's where we used to go. The Blockbuster was like every now and then.
When you're out hitting the town.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Skrulls land on Earth and start taking the shape of humans to blend in. After contacting Yon Rag, the police, Fury, and our boy Agent Coulson show up to start asking Carol some questions. Carol spots a Skrull and pushes Fury out of the way and starts chasing it. And that is going to summarize Act 1 of this film.
Nice. Great job in Act 1. First thought to Act 1.
I'm already going to back this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to back it already.
Loved the Stan Lee Marvel intro.
It's the best one they've ever done.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it.
It was so nice just seeing that man smile.
It's good to see him. It's great to see him.
Ah, man, I love that dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope they do that for, like, if they release it, like release a Marvel movie, like, on his birthday or something.
Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
I mean, we've had this discussion a dozen times. They still need to be throwing him in movies.
Yeah, like 100%.
Like, pictures, something.
Something.
Referencing him.
Yeah.
Like, doing something.
Or at least have him, like, not, like, has the whole intro, but just a little picture of him while it's showing, like, all the heroes and stuff. I think that'd be pretty
cool. Like, one clip of him doing something.
Yeah, exactly.
Kang's obviously not around, supposedly, anymore. Throw Stan Lee in where Kang was. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. But to the movie, when they are going to, I don't know the planet, but they go into the water, the underwater mission.
Yes, the search and rescue, yeah.
Search and rescue. Their suits looked really good.
At what part?
When they were underwater. I just like the mask
look
and everything about it.
Okay.
But the mohawk that Veers at this moment, her name, had, not it. Very happy they took that out. This movie.
I mean, after this movie, yes.
Because it's a theme throughout the whole movie, especially at the end.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
It's not.
They tried. They definitely tried.
I mean, that's a comic book thing, so.
Yeah, I think it was a comic book look.
It is, yeah. They were trying to go for more accuracy.
Yeah, but we have a plane flying over.
I think that was someone on a skateboard.
Oh, really? That was loud.
Because I saw it out of the window here.
Oh, damn, it was a loud-ass skateboard.
Yeah.
Anyways, I know we kind of tad bit touched on Secret Invasion.
quick one every time.
I did like Talos in Secret Invasion, but I think I like Talos a little bit more in this one. Just because his character just had a little bit more depth to it.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a richer story for him in this than it was in Secret Invasion, because Secret Invasion was pretty much just the whole thing was like, yo, dude, you promised us a home and you still haven't provided
us
a home.
Yeah.
And that was like the whole thing. But this one, it was like, you know, trying to find, you know, at first thinking Carol's going to be an enemy and then not being an enemy. And then obviously like trying to find his family, trying to find the laboratory. Yeah, there was a lot more detail for him to grow.
Exactly. But when she gets captured by Talos and his crew, I wanted to point this out because it's really annoying. I also pointed this out in Ant-Man Quantumania. But can we stop with the corny mid-fight dialogue scenes? I'm talking about the scene when she is, has the, like...
Cuffs, like,
or whatever to protect... I don't know.
Stop the photon blast.
Stop the blast.
Whatever, yeah.
And she says, you guys wouldn't know how to get these things off, would you?
Would you? Nah, you see?
No. Okay. Like,
tonk, tonk, tonk.
That was just very unnecessary. Didn't need that. I did like the part where she's like, the scroll like yells, and she's like, thought that was funny.
Okay.
But yeah, the mid-fight dialogue scenes.
Bork.
Hey, Papa.
Bork.
And then when the scrolls get to C-53, aka slash Earth. They're coming out of the ocean.
Yes.
And there's people the surfing.
Sea. Yes.
How would the surfer so oblivious?
I agree.
To not seeing aliens coming out of the water.
Yeah.
And then also changing into them.
Correct.
I feel like that'd be a pretty crazy thing to see.
Agreed. I mean, every time I've ever been on the beach, one of my favorite things to do, one of my favorite pastimes anywhere I'm at is people watching. I love it. Like, I give them like their own backstory of like who this person is and what they're trying to do, including at the beach. And I'm also, I like to think I'm pretty aware of my surroundings most of the day.
Yeah.
So if I'm on the beach and I just look over and I'm like, wow, I didn't see a group of five beings walk into the ocean, but now they're walking out. And are those elf ears? And are they green? And why are they morphing into me? I don't know. A couple red flags there. I could.
You know, it's a really good place for people watching just to see some
the mall
real characters. Downtown Portland, Oregon. You'll see some interesting stuff over there.
Yeah.
I really liked seeing a young Agent Coulson and a young Agent Fury. It was good seeing them.
Dude, seeing Coulson, for me at least, and I assume that you would share the sentiment, and the aspect of, we haven't seen him in so long.
So long.
It hit me as hard as it did when like we saw Tony when we were watching the Spider-Man films.
Yeah.
Because we just haven't seen Tony in so long, and... Dude, Coulson grew on me.
Yeah, he's a character like, you really appreciate.
Dude, right off the lot, man. Yeah. And so, yeah, when he pulls up, I was like, that's our dog! Yeah,
he just appreciated
him. He held it down!
He just appreciated him because he just always had Nick Fury's back.
Always.
Yeah, he's a dog.
Even as a rookie.
Yeah.
And without Coulson, you could say that maybe the Avengers wouldn't team up and be as good as they are.
Or it wasn't motivate Cap.
That's what I mean by that.
Yeah.
You know, like, because, I mean, he risked his life for everything, and then Fury was like, oh, he found these in his suit pocket.
Which was a lie.
Which was a lie.
But it was good.
You know?
Yeah.
It was necessary.
It was a necessary. Yes. It was a necessary evil.
Yes.
What was my other thought? Oh, when, so Coulson and Fury are chasing a Captain Marvel on the train.
Yes.
And then Nick Fury... Here's a radio call from Agent Coulson.
Roger, 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 roger.
Which he thought was right next to him in the car seat. But it was actually a Skrull.
Yes.
They get in a car accident. He injures his eye. Yep. They take the body back to S.H.I.E.L.D.
They sure do.
And I really like the little foreshadow of the doctor saying, how's your eye?
How's your eye?
Because, you know.
Obviously, we are aware.
And then he removes the ice pack. His eye's completely fine.
He's chilling.
That's when I thought.
There's a little tease.
A little tease. Yeah. I think, okay, that's when he.
Does, same.
Which, I mean, it would have been an all right story.
I like what's way better.
I like the other story.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's a fun way to, like, flirt with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think, do we get Goose in Act 1?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that was the end of my thoughts for Act 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll zip through mine. Yeah. Most of mine are stupid. So, first one being that the Supreme Intelligence is what it's called. So, the way I interpreted that personally was that there is an AI out there that is just dripped out to the T in Supreme.
Yeah.
Which to me is just screaming hypebeast.
Is Supreme still a thing?
Yeah. It's huge.
I don't see them ever anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it a lot of like that kind of style fell off like in America, but it's
buying a crowbar?
Yeah.
With Supreme on it? Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
It's huge still in like Japan where I don't think it originated there, but like hypebeast culture is huge there. Mm. There's like, Asian countries there. But yeah, so... dude, I'm sorry. Whatever's happening...
There's a lot happening.
There's a lot happening.
It's hard to keep your thoughts when you're just hearing a lot of...
Ruckus. I'm hearing a crowbar rubbed against hardwood right now. But yeah. Jan Reg says that nobody knows what the AI looks like, and it takes form of someone in their subconscious, which is not exactly accurate, but has similarities to Galactus. And the only reason why I'm pushing this again is because I just want a freaking movie all about Celestials. I've brought it up enough, so I'm going to just leave it there. But obviously Galactus takes the form of whoever he's attacking, because our minds cannot fathom what he actually looks like. And that's why Galactus looks human and everything. And everyone's like, ooh, he can't be that scary. He's a human. Like, no, dude, he eats planets.
Yeah. Basically what Clay's saying about the Celestials is he's saying there's still a Celestial coming out of Earth.
Correct.
We say it every pod, but it's still going to piss us off.
Yeah.
Every time we think about it. Correct. So we got to say it.
Got it. Because there's been no update.
There's been zero update.
The Kree missiles look unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
They look so cool.
That green is a good look.
It's a good green.
It's like just sharp.
It's, yeah, dude. Yeah. Those look like razors on the end.
Yeah.
The Kree suit, in my opinion, is unbelievably mid. I will say when they get out of the water and they transform it into like more of like a stealth-looking suit, I did really enjoy the stealth suit. The stealth suit looked incredible. Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the how they can change
me too.
Their colors and all that stuff. I thought that was a cool touch.
I don't think I wrote it down, but I do. When we get later on, try to remember that because I have a topic I want to talk about that. But, I mean, yeah, everything about the Kree suit to me is very, very mid. You brought up the whole like Mohawk thing. I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
I also don't like the visor thing as well. Personally, that doesn't do it for
me. You're not a fan of the blue visor.
I don't think I'm a fan of visors.
Yeah.
At all.
You didn't like it on Kang?
No.
And you didn't like it in this
movie. Maybe it's just because like I don't like the idea of having a visor but still having it being like see-through.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Okay. Like make it like a mask.
A mask would be a lot better.
It'd be way cooler.
Yeah.
Like you don't see me shitting on Batman. Batman's cool.
Yeah.
The sniper, when they're looking down, she's like doing a little Overwatch. You know,
maybe a little Halo.
Maybe some Halo even.
Grinding Halo lately. Love Halo.
It's crazy to me how OP the sniper is. It's hitting multiple people with a single bullet. Like, are we playing Halo? Are we playing Black Ops 2 campaign? What are we doing here? I don't know.
It's advanced tech. It's Kree tech, you know?
Well, it can't even destroy anything made from Earth. So.
That's very true.
Higher, further, faster.
What are you talking about? Earth's super advanced.
Super advanced, obviously. I mean, literally starving children because we can't farm.
Yeah.
Higher, further, faster, though. Unbelievable motto / mantra, whatever you want to call it. I wish it would have been said later on in the film and kind of like bring it back and just be like, heck yeah.
At least like said it in the beginning.
But they said it and it was fire.
Yeah, said it in the beginning and then also said it at the end. I think it would have been a nice touch.
Is that what I just said?
Kind of. I don't think you said it like that.
Okay. Well, that's what I meant.
Oh.
Is like have it being said here and then at the end and kind of like wrap it up.
Oh, I thought you said you wish it was said at the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But while retaining this one. My bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was necessary in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why bad. I said kind of. I was like,
I don't think so. And then what Gonzo was bringing up earlier about like her being cuffed or whatever we're calling those things, the metal things around her hands. I enjoyed how they didn't break as soon as she, like, used her powers.
Mm-hmm.
One, because I think it kind of shows, like, we find out later on that she was fighting with one arm tied behind her back. So it shows that she doesn't have full access to her powers.
Yeah.
But also it shows that, like...
Character development as well.
Sure. I was just going to go with more aspect of, like, she's unbelievably powerful, but there's still stuff out there that can retain things. Like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
but I feel like her at her full strength, that's not doing anything.
Probably not.
Yeah.
We won't know. Maybe. We need to watch the second one. Maybe she gets cuffed up again.
Yeah.
And then something I thought was kind of nice, or like a fun fact as well. This didn't make it in the fastest stats, but I'm going to say it anyway. Originally, she was actually, when she landed in Blockbuster, Captain Marvel, a.k.a. Carol, was supposed to shoot the cutout of the mask. And they were supposed to have some sort of dialogue of her thinking that it was a Skrull. But since Disney doesn't own the mask... They ended up using the Arnold movie, True Lies, and she shot that instead.
He's talking about The Mask, the movie that Jim Carrey was in.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you just said The Mask. People aren't going to really
catch on. I feel like people are going to know that. It's a very popular movie.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And I guess we already touched on Coulson, which just shout out Coulson.
Yeah, shout out Coulson.
Yeah.
Great guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's pretty handsome.
He's a stud.
Yeah.
De-aging was really good on him as well.
It was.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was as... I can't say that because I don't know what he looks like right now. But I imagine it seems like he's aging really well. So I don't know how difficult it was, but you're like going from like Samuel L. Jackson, that's like getting up there in age, sadly.
Yeah.
And then moving him back to when he's like, I don't know how old he was.
In 30, late 30s, mid 40s.
That's kind of what I was shooting for. Yeah. So for them to like de-age like 25, 30 years seemed really difficult.
Yeah.
I
don't know what Agent Coulson looks like now.
I don't either.
So,
but he doesn't, like, I don't know. I just, I mean, from looking at this and then thinking of like the Avengers,
yeah,
doesn't look any different.
Yeah,
I mean, his hair looked a little younger.
Yeah, exactly. That,
that's,
yeah,
that's about it.
Pretty much right. But like the hairline a little bit.
So they just tweaked it through like airbrush today.
Yeah.
Yo, someone give me his barber's name.
He probably just went to Turkey, bro.
Oh, dude. Coulson, trying to plug a boy? What's good?
Family discount.
That's what I'm saying. Family
friends discount.
Yeah. You know, I like you. Yeah. Anyway, that's what I have for you.
All right. Well, let's jump right into Act 2, shall we?
Slip and slide right on
in. Slip and
slide.
Act 2. Carol finds a squirrel on the train and starts fighting her, but Carol is held back since the squirrel took a form as an old lady.
Trying to protect that.
You see?
Man, you see? Trying to protect the elderly.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Coulson uses the radio to contact Fury and ask where he went. Then Fury realizes there's a squirrel in his car and they start fighting. I just said a point about that,
you which did.
Should have been jumped to this act, but it's okay.
That's all right. People know what's going on.
Yeah. Carol loses the scroll, but found a rock that it dropped. She analyzes it and realizes they're tracking Wendy Lawson.
Miss Lawson.
Carol steals some clothes and a motorcycle and heads off to Poncho's to find more information.
I wouldn't mind hitting up Poncho's. That place looks lit.
Yeah. It looks like they have some good food.
I was about to say the same thing.
It looks like they just have some fire fries.
I was thinking like a nice like chicken tendy with fries.
Strips.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Their ranch is probably unbelievable.
Housemade.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah.
I might even entertain nachos at that place. My co-host here knows I don't like nachos.
Yeah, but
that nachos, like divey thing. Place, you know, that the, like that's some good shredded beef on there.
You know,
fresh jalapenos.
You know the burger's good.
Oh,
we
yeah.
didn't even. It wasn't even
going to be brought up. That place is OD.
Yeah, it could be like a. I think the big question would be if they do make pizza, how good that pizza would be.
Yeah, that's a dangerous game.
Yeah,
at those types of bars,
it could be really, really good.
Yeah.
Or just completely mid.
Yeah, like we're talking like a microwaved pizza.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Like a nice like, got brick oven pizza.
Like a, no offense to the Domino's lovers, but like a Domino's type pizza.
Yeah, those pizzas. Suck.
Yeah, it doesn't do it. The crust is not there. I do like
the
garlic, crust, that part. That's good. But I don't know, and their sauce is weird.
Yeah, their sauce is really sugary.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
It is sugary.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's like sweet. Yeah, anyway. I go on, Domino's is just awful.
We could go on and on about food. You could tell that we are hungry right now.
I'm starving. Starving.
Fury brings the dead Skrull body back to S.H.I.E.L.D. and begins an autopsy. Fury leaves, and Keller tells the dead Skrull he'll finish what they started. Fury shows up at Poncho's, and after some conversation, he brings Carol to Pegasus. I love that word.
I was about to say the same thing.
It's a great word. I don't know. It's just it's
are
fun.
Are you familiar
to say.
With Sway Lee?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the group Ray Shrimmered?
Yes.
I believe it's how you say that.
Yes.
I don't know.
Ray Shrimmered?
Yeah. They have a wonderful title to a song.
Pegasus?
Perplexing Pegasus. It's unbelievable.
That's a crazy.
We might have to throw it on after the pod. It goes stupid.
Once inside, the security officer locks them in a room, and Fury calls for backup. They escape and finally end up in a room where they can find information on Wendy Lawson and more of Carol's past.
Ooh.
Carol finds out that Lawson was Cree, and she is dead. She also finds pictures of Lawson with her in the background. And gets flashes of more memories of her past.
Rip Bozo.
Keller starts fighting Fury, but Carol comes to the rescue. And they end up stealing and escaping on a plane from the Pegasus hangar.
Yes.
Carol makes contact with Yong-Rag. And then Yong-Rag gets a call from Ronan, but he covers for her.
Still kind of being, he's holding
it. Ronan's a little interesting in this movie.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah.
Carol and Fury show up to Maria's house, and Maria tells her about the morning before the crash. Talos shows up telling Carol that he has the black box recording, and she needs to listen to it. After listening, Carol realizes that Kree has been lying to her, and Lawson was trying to help the Skrulls find a new home.
Yes.
Carol also realizes that she shot the engine in the ship, causing her to absorb the power, of which is the reason she obtained her powers.
Correct. Great job. Great job.
Is the end of Act 2, ladies and gentlemen.
Over halfway through it. So, I'm going to start you off with a hot one.
Okay.
Skrull being chased by Carol.
Yeah.
Skrull, jumps on train.
Yeah.
Skrull takes a figure of someone else and changes
with people, on train. With people in that train.
Correct.
Don't forget that.
Yes. This key. That's actually super key to the statement.
Yeah.
And a train cart full of people.
Yeah.
Nobody bats an eye.
No.
Nobody bats an eye.
Besides one person, but that's later on.
That's later on. And honestly, if I was that man, I'd be tweaking.
I would be a conspiracy theorist after that.
I would. That's WikiLeaks 2.0.
Yeah.
Me. obviously, we have to say it, even though we said it in the intro, but a Stan Lee cameo. Unbelievable. This is one of my favorite. I can't say it's my favorite, but it's up there. Yeah. I really enjoyed this.
Still, I don't know if you looked it up. I didn't look it up because we were talking about Venom being his last cameo, or Captain Marvel. I don't remember which one it was. But I think this one was.
I think it was this one.
Because he was, I think he was in kind of bad health at this point. Because he can really, and he just smiles.
Yeah. And I also think that, like, not subconsciously, but I also think that possibly the reason why he just smiles is possibly because, like, he is I know, I just deleted a word out of that sentence. Is that he's, like, seeing a character that he's developed, like, coming to fruition.
Yeah. And she just, like, smiles back.
Yeah, like, it's like, it's appreciative, like, towards back him. Like, thank you for letting me do this. It was just really cool. I enjoyed that.
It would have been crazy if that Skrull turned into Stan Lee. And Stan Lee was, like, fighting her.
That would have been OD. That would have been the best cameo we'd ever have.
And then, like, she kills
the Skrull.
The Skrull. Yeah. And then Stan Lee comes out. He's like,
what's going on?
What's happening?
Yeah.
I didn't do that. Or something like that. Yeah. That would have been funny.
Personally, I'm going to kind of throw a jab at myself here, but I'm not sure how it's so natural for Carol to drive a motorcycle.
Mm.
The first time I ever used a twist throttle, I broke my elbow, and now I have a plate and 5 screws in my elbow. And the scar isn't too bad anymore.
Yeah.
But
Oh, I see it a little bit. Yeah, I see it now.
You see, like, that purple? It's getting a little cold.
Yeah.
Rip Bozo. Mm. But I guess she's just goaded with the sauce.
I mean,
level 10 Tyson at Gat.
When she first gets on it, she kind of goes
another level. A little wide.
A little wide. Almost gets hit. But other than that, yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah. Question for you.
Okay.
Fury and Keller are checking out this dead Skrull's body.
Mm.
And then they proceed to bring it to their attention to look underneath the waist.
Yeah.
You think this Skrull is packing some heat?
I feel like it could either be two things.
Okay.
It could either be he's naturally packing.
Oh.
Or he's naturally not.
Okay.
And when they're alive, they can
do what they need to
adjust
do.
Adjust that length a little bit. Yeah,
okay.
You know?
Maybe some girth, add some things. Okay. What if it was just like a tentacle?
Yeah, it could not just be.
It's just an alien, so.
It could just be like a doll.
It could
just
be. Yeah.
And they just mate totally different.
Anally.
That or. I don't know. Something
that?
That or something really weird, like using their feet.
I had a point, I deleted it, but when she's being interrogated, I hate the sound of her bare feet hitting the floor. When she's like escaping before she has her boots.
Oh.
And she's like, I just hated it. I mean, someone give this bitch her boots.
Yeah, well, like, feet on metal, that weird noise. Yeah, it is.
It's awful. Maybe I'm stupid.
Okay.
I'm going to clue you in on something.
Yeah.
I am stupid. But if you're going to design a super high-tech facility, and then you're also going to be a government in which you train spies to hack things, hijack things, the lockpick, the whole nine, right? Maybe don't use those same locks on your own facilities so your spies can't get out. Obviously, this was meant to happen, but what if it wasn't?
Yeah. I mean, they could. I mean, it's a different department, you know?
I guess.
It's like the CIA and the FBI. You don't really see them working together.
That is true.
They could be at war with each other right now. We wouldn't even know, you know? They could just hate each other.
I don't think that they do.
They probably not.
Yeah. Because after 9/11, they actually did a... the reason why...
Damn. This is probably the 20th time we've brought up 9/11.
9/11. But
here comes the plane crash.
But after that happened, FBI got information about the hijacking, and then so the CIA before it happened, but then they didn't communicate together. So they ended up letting it happen because they were like, someone in the CIA... Well, they let it happen, meaning like they didn't trust their source, and they didn't know the FBI also had a source, so they didn't know that, like, they didn't share information, and then that happened. So then after that, there was a forget what it's called, but pretty much like a contract that the FBI like and CIA, like they have to work together.
Oh,
after 9/11, so that stuff wouldn't happen anymore.
That's cool.
Watch a really cool podcast about it.
Nice.
It was it was super interesting. Anyway,
shout it out. Shout out the podcast. Don't remember the name. Never mind.
Oh God, what was it? I think it was it Flagrant? I think it was the Andrew Schultz Flagrant podcast. He had an ex-CIA officer on it.
Oh, yeah.
But then they're like, yeah, you're not ex-CIA. He's like, well, I am. Anyway, Ronan in this film, super odd. Like, he just, like, we get it. He's young. He's not the formidable opponent as he is in Guardians of the Galaxy 1. But, man, they did him dirty.
He just doesn't look good without the black goo coming out of his mouth.
Agreed. Also, he just looks...
I mean, he looks so young, but I don't know. And he sounds different.
He sounds really different.
I don't know. He just doesn't look good.
He doesn't. It doesn't do it for him.
His armor's never looked good, though.
Oh, I disagree with that.
Just his
Guardians of the Galaxy 1, I'm like, oh, this dude's tough.
Yeah, but just his, I don't know. His helmet's always been weird. He's just always like this.
Yeah, he definitely is. Yeah, have you ever seen Spaceballs?
Yeah.
It reminds me of the, I forget what he's called, but the... Darth Vader version of in Spaceballs. Yeah. Just a huge helmet.
That's a great movie.
That's so funny. Yeah. The Schwartz.
And it deflates.
Yeah. And then was it like their Princess Leia walks by and it's like okay, back to this movie. A pet peeve of mine, on top of a lot of others, is whenever movies put in the audio of, like, someone taking a drink of something or doing something along those lines, and make it sound like it's almost empty or it's pretty much empty. That was pretty accurate. Throw some bubbles in there, that's it. But for this one, credit karma, I don't care. For this one, we see Talos has what looks to be a milkshake, or is he just drinking milk? I don't know. Maybe horchata, because it's kind of got, like, a cream color.
Yeah.
But they put that audio like it's almost empty, but if you look at the straw, it's just full. I hate it. Yeah, I hate it that really so much.
And usually when it's doing that noise, stop drinking it.
Correct.
Because there's no more left.
Exactly. Quit being fat. Yeah. Like, I do it. But, like, every time I catch myself doing it, I'm like, okay, I gotta stop.
Yeah.
Like, now it's time to eat the ice.
Yeah. And you don't want that backwash. Like, what are you doing?
That's also a fact. You don't.
Like, that's disgusting.
Agreed.
And it's, like, not, like, I don't know. Either it could be cold or hot, but, like...
You don't want it.
It's going to be in that medium range, and it's disgusting.
Agreed. And then for the black box situation, it just blows my mind how the black box was able to catch all of that audio, including when they're like 12 feet outside of the ship having a small whispering conversation, and it's picking up an HD audio quality, which is what you're hearing right now. And then on top of it, the ship just explodes with cosmic energy. But it's a good thing they could salvage the black box. So
that's crazy. It doesn't survive.
Yeah, I don't get that. Exactly. That's crazy. Anyway, that's what I have for Act 2. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say a thought on in Act 1 about a lovely little kitty cat called Goose. Love Goose. Great cat. Big fan of him.
Great cat.
And Fury is literally me with my cat back home. Her name's Nala.
I believe I have a picture of you and Nala. I might throw it up on screen if that's
okay.
I'll make sure before it gets posted. But Nala is great.
Love cats. Big cat guy.
He is a big cat guy.
He
loves him some pussy.
You're not wrong there. Anyways, back to the movie once again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going really off topic today, but I'm really enjoying it. I liked, so when we're at Poncho's, when Fury and Captain Marvel are there, and Captain Marvel has to test him. if he's a scroll or not.
Yep.
She gives him some tips and tricks.
Yep.
Later on, when they're at Pegasus, Fury meets up with Keller in the elevator, and Keller slips up and says, "I appreciate you, Nicholas," or something like that.
Yep.
And he was like, "Well, that's a little interesting." And he tested him. He said some location.
Havana. We're doing the pincer move like he did in Havana.
Yeah. I like that little callback, a little information. Thank you, Fridge. I'm talking here. You're going to get one of these.
There's only one dent in there.
But I did like that.
I agree.
I know we're later on in the film. I've already said this before.
That's fine.
But I appreciate the de-aging.
Yeah.
I think it looks really good.
I do think that they did a really good job with that.
Is that CGI or is it just like a totally different software?
I believe it's a totally different software.
Okay. It looks good.
It does. I could be wrong,
by the way. This movie looked really good.
Agreed.
Which is crazy because the budget was 152.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, which is nuts.
How are you going to get 225 She-Hulk, 152 Captain Marvel, significant differences, almost $100 million less?
And just way better quality.
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyway. when we finally get the recording on the black box, we get kind of a flashback of what's happening in that scene. They're going like Mach 8, crashing.
They're swimming.
They're dead.
Yeah.
First of all, they crash in the water and they glide. Mm-hmm. And there's a rock going towards the cockpit.
Yes.
That's crushing them.
Cockpit's going to the rock. But yes, I see.
Something. Yeah.
Rocks don't move. Actually, in SpongeBob.
Rocks do move.
The boulders. Yeah. They be swipping.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
They hit that head on.
Yeah.
They're dead.
Yeah.
Anyways. And the black box is destroyed in that accident before the almost, like damn near Infinity Stone explosion happens.
Correct.
Anyways. Speaking of the explosion, looks great.
Visually
amazing.
Beautiful.
When it absorbs.
I was about to say, when you can see it like kind of course through her veins, it looks great.
That was really cool. I like her origin of how she got the powers. I thought that
agreed.
Was
cool. It was like an accident, similar to how Spider-Man is an accident, which is cool.
I know we're a Marvel podcast, and I'm supposed to know a lot about Marvel, but call me dumb here.
Dumb.
I didn't know that she got her powers from the Space Stone.
You bring up a really, really good point, because I didn't know that either.
I just thought it was like I thought the energy core was different, something different, but the energy core is a Tesseract, apparently. It's just she absorbed that power for her ship.
Mar-Vell, a.k.a. Wendy Lawson, took some power from the Tesseract to make the engine.
Yeah.
Because the Tesseract's still in her lab the entire time.
Yeah.
So it's more, I mean, it did come from the Space Stone, but it's like super indirect. It's not like she
Didn't even like put it together.
Same.
I just thought.
That's a really good point, though.
I mean,
I feel like it makes sense in why Captain Marvel is as regarded as one of the strongest Avengers.
Strongest Avengers, yeah.
Makes sense. Just,
Infinity same Stone? Thing with Wanda.
Yeah.
That's why she's one of the strongest anti-hero Avenger.
I was going to say just the strongest, yeah.
She is the strongest.
Yeah. But also now with like Loki.
Yeah.
I mean, homie's holding together the timeline.
Yeah, he could just go and say, "See ya, Wanda."
That's what I'm saying.
One string.
Yeah. Oh, you want to act up? Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be seeing ya.
Simple. Anyways, again.
We're the worst.
Yeah. I did like her final costume. I think it's a good look. I like the bulkiness of it. I like how the star. Her logo is a little, it's like, it pops out.
Yeah.
There's
some dimension there.
Yeah, there's just a lot of things that, like, pop out.
Yeah, a little bit bulkier. Pause.
Hold up there.
Pause.
I'm not objectifying her. I'm talking about her suit, okay? Brie Larson.
What's underneath it is beautiful, though.
Yeah, she's great.
She is great.
Anyways. But, like I was saying, like when you look at Endgame or I think in the new Captain Marvel from the trailer I've seen, it's a little more slim.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminds me of a Tony Stark. A Mark 50 suit.
Or
Mark something. Is it 50? I don't know.
I believe it's
Infinity 50. War suit. It's a little more slim.
Yeah. It's dog shit is what it is.
I like
that. Also, that was the thing I wanted to bring up, if I'm going to cut you off real quick.
Go for
if that's
it.
Okay. The changing of the colors of the suit.
Yeah.
How does Monica know how to use that UI?
I was hoping that was your point, because I wanted to point that out.
Yeah, because I don't know. She's just doing UI.
She's just doing this.
Yes. Two fingers, by the way.
Two fingers.
Yeah.
But she can just easily... Maybe it's just like a... I don't understand. I don't know the word, but like when she touches it, just... Her mind can just make it up.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like what Kate... What is that called? Like she can control like things telepath? With... Is it a telepath? Control things with your...
With your mind?
With your mind. Like how Kang's suit and like his...
The ship?
Ship.
Yeah. Controls everything like, with his mind. Yeah, there is telepath.
What is that? Is that telepath?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's telepathy.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Anyways. But yeah, I thought that was pretty dumb.
It's, yeah.
A little bit more color like... Like a Adobe Premiere Pro.
I was going to say, just give me the color wheel.
Give me the color
wheel. Give me layers and a color wheel. Yeah, I'll exactly. make you a dumb suit. Which, by the way, the neon suit, I'm glad that they didn't keep that, but it was kind of fun.
It was cool.
It was the glow. Yeah, it was kind of cool.
I like how they, like, change different colors of it. Love Goose, once again.
Great cat. Shout out Goose, man. Shout out Goose.
Goose is a good guy. I don't know if it's a male or female. I believe it's probably a female.
I believe it's a female from my ending point. Yeah. So, great. It's an alien. So
yeah.
I don't know. Seahorses.
Really enjoy the cats.
Yeah. You do enjoy cats.
The end fight scene, really enjoyed. When she's fighting Ronan, she's exploding the missiles, exploding Ronan's ships.
Whoa. We're fully into Act 3 at that point.
Oh. What am I? Wait. Did I just jump?
Definitely did. I mean, great fight scene, but...
I've been going on for a little while. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Anyways. I'll get to that point soon.
Yeah. Just act like you guys didn't hear that, and so when he says it the first time later, it'll be like the first time hearing
I've been kind of going on for a little bit now.
That's okay. I like to hear you speak.
I damn near went through all my Act 3 notes right there.
Oof. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Act 3. Yon-Rag arrives on Earth and finds a scroll acting as Carol, but Yon-Rag sees right through it and now knows that Carol realized what the Kree have done. Carol decloaks Lawson's lab, and Talos goes in quickly and does his mating call, so all the hidden scrolls will show themselves, including his family. Mm. Yon-Rag calls Ronan and tells him that the scrolls have invaded Earth. And Ronan just says, I'll handle it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Yon-Rag and the crew enter Lawson's lab and turn off Carol's powers. And she's quickly overpowered, and they start arresting the Skrulls, and they take the Tesseract. Yon-Rag takes Carol to the AI, but Carol is able to escape and destroy the chip on her neck, which shuts off her powers. Carol goes literal Super Saiyan and releases herself from the AI and runs off with the Tesseract, giving it to Fury and telling him and everybody to get on the ship and escape. Yon-Rag and the crew find Carol, and the fight begins. After the crew gets decimated, Yon-Rag realizes that Carol doesn't have the Tesseract and runs for the ship and gets a shot off on our boy Talos. Yon-Rag tells the group that they are escaping, and Carol follows them, realizing that she can fly.
Mm.
Ronan shows up, but Carol easily destroys all of his missiles and one of his ships, making him back off with his tail tucked between those cute little blue legs of his. Carol finds Yon-Rag in the final battle. Begins, but Carol makes some slight work of him, sending him back to Hala with a message saying she's going to be coming back and it's going to be the end of it all. Carol tells the Skrulls that she will help them find a new planet and tells Fury to keep the Tesseract on Earth and hands him his pager, showing that she's upgraded it. The frequency's up to a couple hundred galaxies?
Yeah,
something slight. We find out that the Avengers Initiative was named after Carol, as that was her dogfighting name, her pilot name, whatever. End credit scene. We see Cat, Black Widow, Bruce, and Rhodey surrounding the pager after the snap, asking what it can be calling when Carol arrives, asking for Fury. And the end credit scene, we see Goose throwing up the Tesseract on Fury's desk. It's quite nice.
Yeah.
Shout out Goose.
Shout out Goose. Really great guy. A great girl.
Possible guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't really get to see the undercarriage of the cat too often.
Yeah. Great job.
Thank you.
Act 3. Good movie. I've kind of already went through a good amount of my Act 3 thoughts, but I'm going to go over the one I was talking about.
Yeah. I mean, just kind of whatever you have left.
The end fight scene.
Yeah.
Thought that was great. When she's going through the missiles, stops missiles, explodes them, goes through the ships with ease.
Mm-hmm.
I loved when she finally pulls up to Ronan's ship. Yeah. She does this.
Yeah.
She starts, like, glowing.
Yeah. And
just And then, I thought that was dope.
Yeah, it was really nice.
And the Avenger Initiative.
Yeah.
I like the origin story of the Avenger Initiative.
Agreed.
How it was created was pretty dope.
Yep.
Just had just a good substance to it.
Agreed.
It just didn't come out of nowhere, you know? Mm-hmm. And then we get the post-credit scene, a little hint, or a little post-credit scene for Avengers Endgame.
Yep.
Which is weird to see.
Yeah, it was.
Seeing it again.
Yeah.
It kind of like, I was like, gosh, I was so excited.
It was literally foaming at the mouth. I'm pretty sure I was feral and someone called 911.
Yeah. I wish we saw this post-credit scene in Endgame, although she did have a dope entrance.
Yeah.
In Endgame, but she could have just like came there.
Pause.
I wish she did come.
Pause.
Later on in the Endgame, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. But it would have been dope to see her.
Yeah.
Find the pager, talk to the vendors.
Yeah.
A little bit more dialogue there.
Yeah.
But that's all I got for this movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll zip through mine really quick.
All right.
The suit color change was needed, and I'm a fan of the new suit overall. The headpiece slash mask is still an atrocity, though, in my opinion.
Yep.
No spacesuit for Maria is wild.
It is
a little bit too nervous.
Yeah.
The green eyes on the AI Marvel.
Yeah.
They're like piercing.
Yeah,
it's like they're like emeralds.
It's eerie. It's eerie
look. Yeah. That's a great word for that. Yes. Thank you. Eerie. As they're like flashing, like you could tell like the motivation of this movie was like very much of Carol realizing that it's not about how many times you get knocked down, it's about how many times you can get back up.
Mm-hmm.
And so like they're replaying all of these like quote unquote failures that she's had, you know, crashing the go-kart, crashing or whatever the case may be, falling off the monkey bars. But she falls off of the top rope at basic. And I just wanted to say, like, that was a fall.
Yeah.
And she just landed on her shoulder. Mine is being shattered.
You're getting the wind knocked out of you, too.
That is literally the worst, like, the least of my concern. Yeah. My shoulder, my right shoulder, would get moved to my center
and
of my chest.
And it's bark dust. It's not really the softest.
It's not absorbing anything.
It's not like a pad.
No.
You know, we ain't in a gymnastics class here.
Correct. This is basic.
Yeah.
Where boys become men.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I said this already a little bit earlier, but the futuristic weapons of the Intergalactic Federation of the Kree could not damage a ship that was built on Earth with earthly materials.
Yeah,
when they're escaping.
With the lab. Supreme intelligence on their side.
Correct.
AI intelligence.
Correct.
On their side. You know.
One of the many reasons why AI is garbage. Just kind of felt like that was wild.
Yeah.
I love at the end of this movie, Yon Rag, during like the end battle just between them two. It was really nice to how he holsters his weapon and he's like, I'm so proud of you. Prove to me that you belong and that you can knock me down. And Carol just blasts him away.
Yeah.
I feel like we see it way too often in all of these films.
It's a common theme.
Yeah, the good guy corners the bad guy, and then the good guy puts the weapon down, and they fight with their fists.
Yep.
And then the good guy, like Loki, gets his ass beat for a while, and then he like barely kills the bad guy.
It's like a light example I can bring up is Captain America: Winter Soldier when he's fighting John St. Pierre.
Oh yeah,
in the ship.
Yeah,
like he takes off puts a shield away.
Yeah,
and he fights fists.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean the ending of John Wick.
John Wick. Which one?
The first one.
First one.
When they're on the dock with the Russian.
And oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, we'll do knives. Just shoot him.
Just shoot him.
You already shot the guy that killed your dog.
And he shot a lot of people.
That's what I'm saying. Just get it over with.
Get it. I think that would have been a lot better, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just like, it's done over and over, so it's really nice to like just see it like done the correct way.
Yeah.
Just like, no.
He got tossed.
Tossed, by the way.
Slammed that rock. Holy.
Yeah. Just destroyed. The rumor of how Fury's eye was torn up was comedy. The way that Coulson said it, the Kree burned his eye out for not giving them back the Tesseract.
I cannot confirm nor deny that story.
Yeah, this is so hard. And then I have a fun fact about the Flerken. Many years later, while aboard the Saber space station, Goose would begin to reproduce and lay eggs all around the station. Flerkens lay eggs. Mm. These eggs would hatch not long after, creating a massive litter of baby Flerken.
To help evacuate the station with limited number of escape pods were available, Nick Fury ordered the Sabre crew to be swallowed by Goose and her babies. Fury, alongside the Khans, would successfully escape to Earth with the Flerken in tow.
That would be scary.
That'd be terrifying.
But it's...
Hey, get eaten by this thing. You'll be fine.
It is smart.
Like, ah!
Yeah. I think we do see that in the trailer of Miss Marvel. So,
yeah.
I'm excited to actually see that in live action.
Yeah, I am as well.
I wanted to point out, and I just had a thought while you're going through yours. I did like when she's fighting the Supreme Intelligence, and her hands are starting to glow, but it starts evolving throughout her whole body, and then she starts flying up. I thought that was dope.
Yeah.
And then she finally escapes, blasts him to the side.
Yeah.
I just liked that scene, just seeing her full potential.
Yeah.
She looked really good.
Yeah.
And her, you said Super Saiyan was perfect. Yeah. Her hair was
hair's up. Up. She's glowing. Yeah. Like, yeah.
But.
Ready for the rating?
I am ready for the rating. I don't have it here, but I do remember it.
Okay. That's what matters. Yeah. Go ahead and give it the countdown, my king.
3, 2, 1, go.
8.
7, 6.
Okay. We're within ballpark.
8.
I think there's a lot of, like, good backstory. We find out a lot of fun things, including, like, we find out everything we need to know about the Skrulls. We find out what happened with Nick Fury's eye.
Yeah.
It's obviously, we figure out, like, where the Avengers Initiative came from. I mean, kind of what you brought up. This is a whole story about someone that developed powers from the Infinity Stone, which is pretty incredible. And I really did enjoy it. I thought it was really well done. The CGI was done really well. I thought the humor was good. I enjoyed the film.
You're not going to like what I'm going to say here. Okay. But this is why I don't really... I didn't have it higher.
Yeah.
It's because... I'm going to say it. Sorry. From what I remember...
Yeah.
In the comic books... I know that they change it. What I remember in the comic books... Skrulls were always evil. So it was weird to see Skrulls kind of on the good side here.
Okay.
I think... would have been dope was this would have been a nice setup after Endgame for evil Skrulls. But you know, they kind of stuck with that. There was evil Skrulls in Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
Didn't execute it well.
No.
At all.
No.
No. But that was kind of like a little frustrating to me.
Yeah.
But I do like her story. Yeah. Her story's dope. The origin story of how she got the powers.
Yeah.
Love seeing Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Think that's great. His character development of why he's a little bit more energetic in this film.
Yeah.
And at the end, he was a little bit reserved. Turning more into the Nick Fury that we know now.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That I did like that.
Oh, gosh, you said something and I wanted to tag on to it.
I was talking about the evil Skrull.
Oh, yes. I mean, I don't know exactly why they did this, but maybe the reason why they didn't really want to do the whole evil Skrull thing is because by this point, Ronan was already in the story of the MCU with Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's fair.
And we all know that Ronan's a Kree, and Ronan's a bad person.
Yeah.
So maybe they're like, well, since Ronan's a Kree and he's bad, we should just make the Kree bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that was another thing, actually, that I really enjoyed. The first time I watched this movie, that like plot twist of like everything being changed and how... Carol was manipulated into thinking the Kree were the good guys. That was I think that was really well executed.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Just like throughout when I first watched this movie, I was thinking that Talos was just like
just bad guy,
long gaming her.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
the long con.
Long con.
Yeah.
So like I was waiting at the end to when he would like turn evil. You know when they finally get to the Lightspeed Engine.
Yeah.
And he's like,
has
a quick pace to him.
Yeah.
I know he's seeing his family, but when I first saw it, I'm like,
they're about to turn. Yeah.
But
I could see, I mean, that would have been a really good story as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that they executed what they did really well, but yeah, that would have been a fun, like, what if.
I do like the good Skrulls. Like,
yeah.
I think it's great. Especially Talos. I think if without Talos, I don't know if I would even like
Agreed.
It. You
Agreed.
Know? I think just Talos was just such a good character.
Yeah.
So that's why I like the good Skrulls, but I think it would have been, they just look evil.
I agree.
And I think they would have been a lot better evil.
Agreed. And it's a way more formidable opponent because they can shapeshift.
They can shapeshift. Like, that's They're scary. A lot more powerful.
Yeah.
Like, I think, what was it? Like, 250 scrolls is, like, stronger than... Oh, I forgot what that stat was, but, like, if you have 250 scrolls,
yeah,
you're extremely powerful.
Gotcha.
Because you can...
You can do whatever you want. You can infiltrate everything.
You can infiltrate everything. And we saw it in Secret Invasion, but yet again.
God, it was not
fucking
good.
The execution was so bad.
Yeah.
But anyway. Did you want to jump to the top question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think this movie is unfairly criticized? Or do you believe the reviews are accurately reflect its quality?
I personally think that it was unfairly criticized, especially when it was initially released. I just felt like it was being torn to pieces when this movie came out.
Yeah.
And there was obviously a lot of different reasons behind that. I'm not going to divulge in everything because I really wasn't on that side anyway. But I think this movie has aged well. I thought when it came out it was great. Is it a top three Marvel film? No. But it's definitely not bottom of the barrel.
No.
So I think it was unfairly criticized throughout its lifespan. And I think people are starting to come around on it, but I still think that there's just... people have a grudge against Brie Larson, and I don't get that.
Yeah, they do.
I think she's a phenomenal actress. So, and like, I as a dude, I'm just going to say, she's great eye candy. It's great to see her.
You know where that, like, the grudge really started? Was for the Endgame, interviews, mm-hmm. The actor.
Oh,
interviews,
yeah.
When she was kind of like a little...
She had like a little ego.
Ego battle with Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
People did not like
that. Yeah, I know. People hated that because people think Thor of... That's their child. But they're adults. And also, that would actually be a really entertaining fight.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel versus Thor. Demigod versus the person that got their powers from the Infinity Stone.
I think it would be dope if Marvel just, like, started releasing, like, Captain Marvel versus Thor. That's a movie. Wolverine versus Hulk. That's another movie. Like, I think that would just be dope if they just released those, and then we just saw them have, like, a huge battle. And it meant nothing to the MCU universe.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
It was just, like, a side project. So,
yeah. Okay.
I think that'd be dope. Or that could cool. not even like a movie. Like, it could be like an animated series.
I was
going
to say, like, it's like a spinoff of What If.
Yeah,
just call like the Challengers or something.
Yeah, I think that'd
and it's
be
just,
dope.
Yeah, just heavy hitters.
Spider-Man versus Captain America.
Well, we know who's winning that.
I don't know.
Spider-Man's bodying him. What?
Yeah, but...
Especially if we're going to go...
If he's angry, he's going to body him. If he's pulling back his punches...
Then it's not a fair fight, though.
Yeah, but, you know... I think
if I'm gonna watch this fight, I want to see, lay it all on the line here.
Yeah.
Spider-Man punch through Captain America's face.
Yeah, I would say Captain Marvel versus Wanda, but we both know in Doctor Strange: Multiverse of Madness,
Wanda doesn't even have to show up. Wanda, she could be sitting right here, mentally project herself there, and just go, and just tear apart. It's not fair.
So
she's a cheat code.
But I just thought that I think that would be pretty dope.
That would be cool. How do you feel?
So you and I talked about this before we got to recording.
Yes.
And I said it was reviewed correctly, and I kind of wanted to backtrack on that. I think,
okay,
in a way, I think in some aspects it was, but some other ones, like you said with Brie Larson just getting attacked for no reason, mm-hmm. her character, I think that's unfair. I think her character was really good. I think maybe the story was... It was good, but mm-hmm. I just something wasn't there. I don't know.
Yeah,
so that's why. That's why I think it was reviewed correctly in that aspect.
I can see where you're coming from.
And the reason I believe that, I think, and now I know from the facts and stats that you guys heard previously. There's a lot of noise going on once again.
Wild.
Hardwood? Yeah, I don't know. I think they have dogs. So the dogs are like scratching.
The carpet wouldn't make that noise.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Anyways. They can't even hear it.
But the reason why I believe that, and just because of the stats, the facts and stats we heard.
Yes.
How
they were sitting on the movie.
Is 2018 and 2019.
Yeah.
So it wasn't wrote
with the thought of coming out
super quick. But maybe it was produced
Then or some reshoots, rewrites.
Pretty quick. And I think the reason why is because they just wanted to get that character out before Endgame. So they wanted to rush that movie in.
Yeah.
And you can, for me, I think I can kind of relate that to the present day of, just because of Infinity War and Endgame, that was the end of the Infinity Saga. So yeah. When's the next end of the Multiverse Saga? Absolutely. So they're so, like, Marvel's so involved on the end, and they're not really paying attention to the individual stories throughout the build-up to that end.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's kind of happening in the present of Marvel, and that's why fans are not really appreciating the films, because the quality's not really the greatest. I have examples. There's some good ones.
I was going to say.
Like, Loki's really good.
Yep.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is really good. A huge L is Ant-Man Quantumania.
Correct. do you guys like that video, by the way?
there's a lot more. I can't think
Love
of.
Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder, L for me. Yeah, Doctor Strange, L for me. You kind of liked it.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it in the bad category.
Yeah.
For me.
I think we're spacing on a couple others.
I mean, but there's some shows as
There's
well.
Some shows that didn't really do well. I just don't think there's a lot of time they're putting into each project.
Yeah. I agree
that
with
they
that.
Should.
Yep.
I think you need to build... The reason why it's just Infinity War and Endgame was so big is because every movie... I mean, there were some bad movies in Infinity Saga. But there was more good than bad.
Yeah, agreed.
And I feel like now it's more bad than good.
Yeah.
And it's not going to lead...
to the success.
The success that Endgame had for Secret Wars.
Yeah. Which we've discussed in our Marvel news semi-recently of the whole, like, you know, they are kind of taking a step back and going to go back to the more quality versus quantity. So to your thought there that, I mean, hopefully with that statement, if they stay true to that, that we will be getting some better films.
Yeah, I'm saying that now, but now we've gone those.
Yeah, those, I do agree with you.
Those points where... Now they're slowing down, paying attention to each project, which I really appreciate.
Yeah.
I hope it turns out well.
Yeah. we got some Marvel news.
Yes, we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to...
Marvel News.
Marvel News with a Watcher tier. First one being, Julia Garner will be playing the Silver Surfer in the upcoming Fantastic Four movie. And her character's name will be, I'm butchering this, Shala Baal.
Mm. And so... Mixed feelings. I hope there's another Silver Surfer that was... I don't know. I just liked the original Silver Surfer. I mean, I know we're trying to put more females leads into these films, but...
I mean, this is a comic book character.
It is a comic book character, but there's more male Silver Surfers than female ones, and there's more male Silver Surfers that had good comics than... the female Silver Surfers. That's all I gotta say. But still can be really good. Could be have really good writing to it.
Yeah.
I just want the Silver Surfer character to be good. That's all I want.
I know. it's fair.
That's all I wanted to say. Shala Baal. That's a weird name.
Mm-hmm.
next up, Spider-Man's 4's script is making great progress, with both Disney and Sony mutually happy on their agreement for the film.
Great news.
That's fantastic news.
Yeah.
You don't really hear that too often.
Correct. Actually, with every Spider-Man film, this is how it always ends, which is stupid.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And then to kind of a little bit more Spider-Man 4, rumor has it that Felicity Hardy, a.k.a. Black Cat, will make her MCU debut in Spider-Man 4.
I'm very excited. A big cat, Black Cat fan, because the Black Cat in the first Spider-Man was eye candy, for sure. The first Spider-Man, video game.
Okay, I was like, hold on, and I'm like mentally playing all the first Spider-Man, and I'm like,
they've never had one in a live action, correct. So I'm excited to see.
It would be really nice to see it. Yeah. Agreed.
Season 1 of Daredevil, Born Again, is set to release in early 2025, and Season 2 will begin filming this fall. And I believe they're only doing 2 seasons of Daredevil, Born Again, from what I heard.
I heard that it was signed for 2 seasons, signed but they two. Could do more.
I think for me personally, I would wait to see what the reactions are of Daredevil.
Agreed.
But
I don't know.
I'm excited for Daredevil just because Punisher's going to be in it.
Agreed. I'm also, I love the aspect because, I mean, we look back, Loki was signed for 2 seasons, and Loki is a phenomenal show.
Phenomenal show.
And like they knew going into the first season, they're like, okay, we're writing for 2 seasons.
Yeah.
So let's expand, let's build it. So I'm hoping they're doing the same thing
for Daredevil. I appreciate 2 seasons, though, because like you don't want to go like to 5. It's just expand.
Yeah, agreed.
Not like
I wouldn't mind episode. 3. Yeah. I wouldn't mind 3 with big like spots in between.
Yeah, they're just...
Like, first one's all character development. Second one is like, it ties into like what's going on in the MCU currently. And then the third one's like, okay, this is kind of where this character lies, but you'll see him in other stuff.
Yeah, you can't really...
Especially with them being like, what, 7 to 9 episodes?
Exactly. Like, and then, like, especially if you expand like more seasons, let's say they did 4. You really have to like reach for every episode. You can't Correct. Really like...
They're not going to be rich.
You can't really have a rich story for every single episode. You're going to have a lot more fillers.
Yeah, agreed.
With that amount of length of mm-hmm. seasons.
It's going to be me.
You, sorry.
Jonathan Majors will not receive any jail time, but he will be sentenced to 1 year of counseling. That maybe makes... Who knows? Because Marvel wants to pivot from Kang, apparently... And then people were saying it's because of the jail time. Other people are saying it's because Quantumania failed. And then everyone like, well, he's in jail, so they can't do anything anyway. And here's a recast, potentially. But no, you're not going to jail. Maybe they could film something, and maybe everything will be okay. And all this stuff was for nothing. And, you know, all I do is pay taxes. DC did
it. DC did it with Flash.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. Well, actually... Yeah.
That movie was... I didn't watch it, but I saw the CGI. Yeah, that was easily
actually awful.
We complained about Marvel CGI.
It was awful.
That was
awful. Yeah.
Below.
Yeah. It was awful.
Yeah, that was awful. This is a good one. The current runtime for Deadpool 3 is 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Make it 4 hours. You won't. You fucking pussies.
I mean, it is heartbreaking that it's short, but you know what? I like it. 2 hours and 10 minutes. That means you get straight to the point.
I think it's relatively long.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, like, we talk about, like, shorter movies being, like, 90 minutes. It's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I feel like anything over 90 is when you're kind of getting into, like, a decent movie length. So for it to be over 2 hours is solid, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, it's solid. No, this is solid for sure. But I think, like, for me personally, from just, like, Marvel movies, they're always, like, at least two hours.
Most are, like, at the 2 mark high right around.
Or 3.
Actually, like, 2 3-hour movies.
Yeah.
Actually, they're mostly, like, 2 to 2:20.
Yeah. But... Yeah, you're right. I think I may be just talking about other movies as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm excited, man. I'm
really excited.
It's right around the corner.
I saw, like, Kevin Feige was doing, like, a little press conference.
I saw that.
In the popcorn bucket. And we discussed this earlier because you're going before I am because I'll be working that day.
Yeah.
Please give me a popcorn bucket.
And it wouldn't be able to happen if I wasn't going. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right.
Also, did you see his interview that he did?
Ryan Reynolds?
No, that Kevin did.
Oh, no.
They did, like, some sort of press conference or an interview. I don't know exactly what it was. But someone was like, they were talking about Deadpool and Wolverine. And he was like, he said, it's fucking incredible. And he said, and I'm allowed to use that word because this movie's rated R. And I was like, that's fire. Good for you, bro.
Just to give you guys a heads up, because I will, and I know Clay will.
Hi.
When it starts getting to... really close to Deadpool 3 coming out, turn off the social media because there will be spoilers because how big this movie is.
Yeah. I mean, the spoilers are pretty much already out, though. That's the downside. So,
I saw something today. I hope it's not true. I hope it is true. But I wish I didn't see
it. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Maya stated in an interview. Well, I don't know how to say her first name, but Miss Cox.
Yeah,
aka Maya from Echo, stated in an interview that she would, if there were to be a season 2, that she would like it to be more focused on Maya's family and the Green Goblin. Which is just like, that had to just been like a Hail Mary. Like,
she's just throwing things out. Yeah. Like, she's just having fun with it. I think you can't really like get mad at her. It's just like, that's just a funny thing to say. The Green Goblin.
Yes.
But, you know,
Hail Mary.
It's not.
Why not?
It's not impossible. Because if, like, we're doing a Spider-Man 4 ground level film, Maya might go in there. Green Goblin, like a version of Green Goblin, might show up. She might fight like a funny
Goblin.
No, just like somebody dressed up as Green Goblin.
That would be crazy.
And she just like beats him up.
Beats the hell out of like some guy in Green Goblin outfit.
Yeah,
that would be funny. That'd be really funny. Yeah.
There has been footage released. This is actually DC.
Yes, this is DC news, but we covered this a little earlier ago. So
there's been footage released for Batman Beyond.
Yes.
Which we covered a few episodes ago.
Correct.
Have
you seen it?
I've seen glimpses of it.
Okay.
I think it looks really good, though.
It would be really cool if it was happening, because apparently it's not.
It's not. Yeah, that's right. It did get canceled. You're right.
Yeah.
But I think
I should be able to... If you guys are hearing this right now, that means it's on the screen. But if all of this right now is just a black screen, that's because it got copywritten. But if you guys are seeing it, I'm right there with you. It looked beautiful.
Yeah.
The only downside that the only thing I really don't like about it is the facial structure. Ooh. I liked it more. I like...
Slim?
No, I like it when it's just like squared off, like he's wearing the mask. But this felt like it fit like the contortions of his face, and it was like I could see his face through it. I didn't really enjoy that aspect.
I think that's kind of what his... Every time I've seen that Batman costume, it's always kind of been like that.
Same. And agreed. I just, that's... I personally don't enjoy that.
But it is a...
But the suit, the red bat...
Everyone looks so good.
Oh, it looks so good.
I wish it was red eyes, but... The white eyes is a good touch.
Yeah, I feel like red eyes makes it look too villainy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the Watcher, not us, of course.
Hey, guys.
But, hey, how are you? But you know, the man that looks over everything.
Yep.
Can be seen in the newest episode of the X-Men 97 animated show.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was in I Am Groot. It's in What If, and now it's in this. We gotta think. Are we cooking in the animated series?
Also, did we not see it in a live-action film?
I don't believe we've seen it yet. The closest thing we've...
I'm pretty sure we have seen him in a live-action movie.
We saw it... We saw something similar. What is the name of it? Love and Thunder. Not Serenity.
Oh, he's in Love and Thunder. The Watcher's in Love and Thunder. Not the end of, like, time or where Gore's at.
That's
but that... I don't know. I'm trying to think of what... But the one that has the statues, there's a statue of him in there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we got that. But I'm pretty sure we've seen it, like, you know, in the What If episodes, you kind of see him, like...
Yeah. In the foreground?
In the shadow of space.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we saw it, but I might be
maybe
completely wrong.
I don't know. I can't... I'm not thinking of... I can't think of one.
But yeah.
Possibly. It's just cool to see him. You know, now that we've introduced... it definitely makes me like want to keep a keen eye out.
Yeah.
And obviously makes movies a little bit more
exactly
another layer of rewatchability, which is obviously cool.
A new photo has been released for Captain America: Brave New World, showing a new
suit. Have you seen it
for Cap? I saw the side profile with him and Harrison Ford. Yes,
you guys are gonna see it on screen.
I think it looks really good. I'm still hurt about the Bucky news.
I mean, agreed. I think that suit looks so damn good.
It kind of gives me like a Winter Soldier.
So good.
It gives me a Winter Soldier vibe.
Oh, I love it.
It does. No, it looks really good.
All black.
Yeah, it looks really good. Yeah. I'm excited for the suit.
I'm really excited for this movie.
I hope this movie's good, man. I really do.
Me too.
And yeah, I'm still bummed about Bucky not being in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think
he's playing Donald Trump. He's playing Donald Trump in a new movie.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know he could do a Donald Trump impression.
I didn't either.
I'm excited to see like him with
it doesn't look like Donald Trump at all, obviously.
Like it's a young Donald Trump, maybe?
That's what they're going for.
Oh, okay.
But it's fucking Sebastian Stan. Like, he's so handsome.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's, like, still fit. I mean, granted, I don't know anything about Donald Trump. But
I think he was pretty slim back in the day.
Oh. He's not anymore.
No.
But they've got like the whole comb over thinning hair
yeah,
on the top.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
But that's anyway. All we got from
That's everything.
News.
That's the whole shaboing boing.
Yep.
So if you guys are listening yeah. to this on our Apple Podcasts or the Spotify's, why don't you go ahead and go down there, rate us 5 stars. If you want to, maybe give us a little review, a little one of these, you see?
A little one of these.
Would be really cool.
I really like your guys' podcast.
Wow.
Every episode brings me joy.
Wow. Clay is bald.
Fucking hate Clay.
All right.
Enter.
You know what? I'll take that as a dub overall. But if you guys are watching this and we're talking on the tubes, then why don't you give it a thumbs up, a little likesy? Why don't you write a comment down? How did you guys feel about this movie? Do you think if Captain America, or Jesus, Captain Marvel fought Thor, who do you think's coming out on top there? I'd like to know your guys' opinions yeah. about that. I have my own, and I will share them with you next own. Episode.
Mm.
How about that?
Me too.
And then, after that, when you're done with it, why don't you make the red rectangle a gray one by subscribing?
Yep.
It's free of charge, and it really means the world to us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It really does.
So,
helps us out, motivates us
yeah.
I mean, to it's keep pumping more. These vids out for you guys.
That's what I'm saying. But, with all that being said,
we gotta
why don't you look right
up.
Here? Well, let's pause. Why don't you look right here and follow the socials? We're talking the talks, we're talking the Instagrams, we're talking the Twitters.
Yep.
Watchers PC on everything. On everything. YouTube.com/TheWatchersPodcast if you even want the YouTube link while you're at it. And with all that being said, we've been the Watchers.
We have. And we got to wrap
Thank you
this
guys
up.
So much.
You know why?
I'm starving.
We're getting Chick-fil-A. And comment your guys' Chick-fil-A order because I'm interested. Because I could try some new things at Chick-fil-A.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I'm getting my usual today.
The usual. All right, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us
yeah.
today. And we'll be seeing you shortly. Anyway, you've been the Watchers.
Peace.
And butt grease.